Glory to you, O Lord.
On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone jars, water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee, and thus revealed his glory to his disciples, and his disciples put their faith in him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning in John's Gospel, we have a reading filled with signs. A sign, also called a symbol, are used in Scripture to point to something greater or pointing at the way that God interacts with his people. We have here a wedding, and the center point seems to be an issue with wine. We will deal with the wine first. In the Old Testament, wine was a sign or a symbol of God's grace, of joy and abundant blessings for the people, and even hope for their future. Wine, in our own past, has also been part of modern weddings, a sign that God has blessed the couple and the family and their families with good things. Wine is also a sign, a symbol of the couple's future together. A marriage, like wine, takes time. It takes loving care. It takes patience. And the payoff is that when these things happen, there is a future to be enjoyed in the fullest. Now, hearing all of that, in our text this morning, Jesus goes to a wedding, and we all know what happens. Wine, this wonderful sign of God's blessing, runs out, and Jesus saves the day. But in doing so, Jesus gives a sign that it's not just a few days rescued, but he rescues us for all eternity. So let's see this morning how he does it. We are here at the very famous wedding of Cana. Weddings are a big deal in Jesus' day, and like today, planning and preparation for a wedding can take up to a year during the betrothal period of the bride and groom. But for some reason, this one was not well planned out. The service and the celebration could last up to 7 days, and friends and relatives would come from all over the region to celebrate with this young couple. Now, these two getting married, who are they? Well, actually, we have no idea because Scripture doesn't tell us. But what we do know about them is that Jesus and Mary perhaps were part of their extended family, or at the very least, they were friends with this couple, for they were all invited to the wedding. All went well for a little while. That is, until Mary, the mother of Jesus, urgently comes to Jesus. They have no more wine. This is a huge problem. In an honor-shame society, the families of the bride and the groom would be publicly humiliated. And think of this new couple. The wine is gone. Are they thinking to themselves, has God just pulled his blessings from our new lives together? Yes, this is a very serious issue. Now, unknown to the listener, up to this point, there are 6 large stone jars. These jars are part of the Mosaic Law and are used for ceremonial washing before sacrificing and prayers at the temple. Why would they be in the home of this young couple celebrating their wedding? It seems clear that this is a Holy Spirit-inspired confluence to be used as symbols with a much deeper meaning. They stand as a sign, a symbol of the old covenant between God and his people. Sacrifices at the temple were a daily occurrence. Prayers at the local synagogue were a daily occurrence, and yet these stone jars stand empty. Is this a sign declaring how empty the Old Testament covenant is until the coming of the Messiah, until the coming of Jesus? After all, it is Jesus, the coming one, who has in fact come, the Messiah. He is the one that directs the servants to fill the jars. You can almost imagine the servants' confusion. We are out of wine, and he wants us to do a ritual washing? But here Jesus shows that what was used for ritual washing is now turned into new wine of the kingdom. In real time, right in front of all who are paying attention, the old faith comes to an end, and a new faith begins in Jesus. Paul in Galatians tells us that the law was given in order to keep God's people secure and safe, always looking forward to the one who was promised to come, to the one who would fulfill God's holy law. The Mosaic Law was never intended to last forever, but would run its proper course. And in John's Gospel, using signs and symbols, John tells us of the moment when the old life had been replaced with new life in Jesus. And in this new life, it is one lived in the forgiveness of sins, the forgiveness of all sins. No more works or regulations or rituals. God's free and forgiving grace comes to us apart from keeping the law. Now, this is quite a sign that Jesus gives with those 6 stone jars. But what about the miracle? The wine announces Jesus' arrival. See, the servants do as Jesus directs them, fills the jar, they dip some out, and they take it to the master of the banquet. The master sees the new wine. I'm sure he was quite relieved that there was more found somewhere. But upon tasting, his reaction now is surprise. For this is the best wine, and the abundance of it, 120 to 180 gallons, says that this good wine will not run out. The wedding feast and the celebration can now continue uninterrupted without embarrassment or shame. And I think it's safe to say that it continued better now than the way it began. That is good for the people who are there. But there's always more going on with the miracles of Jesus. Who is it that we don't hear from in this reading? Well, it's the disciples. They were all there, they were all invited, and they were all watching. And what do they see? Disaster averted, celebration saved. Yes, those things are true. But in these things, they saw Jesus do what only God could do. This sign calls the men to believe in him, and they do. These men are watching all of this, and now they see and they know that the long-awaited Messiah has arrived. at this early stage of Jesus' ministry, they and we see Jesus, the one revealed in the sign of the wine. Now, there is another sign in here that often gets missed, and it's what Jesus says to Mary. Mary tells Jesus of the impending disaster of no wine. And Jesus has a rather odd response to it. If you were to read it in the Greek, it would say, "What to me and to you?" That is kind of a weird thing to say. In our language today, we would say, "Well, what does that have to do with me? I am simply a guest here." But what he says next is the key. "My hour has not yet come." This statement, his words, were a sign to Mary that the time and hour for which he came into the world, Jesus knows this, and he knew the cross was ahead of him. He knew he couldn't, that he wouldn't put off his hour to come. That would be his hour, his time. It would be his hour and his time where he would redeem the entire world from sin. He would go willingly to the cross and carry all of our sins, pay our price, and die our death. And by faith in his actions, we receive forgiveness of our sins and have been given new life in him as a new dear child of God. Jesus rescues the wedding with the sign of the wine. And this is what it is. It's what everything is all about. Jesus has rescued your life, your marriages, your joys, your abundant blessings, your future hopes. Every good gift is yours because the Messiah has come. He is revealed at Cana, and his death reconciled you back to the Father. So you see, water into wine at the wedding of Cana is more than a party saved. It is a sign of the time and the hour that Jesus would save us from our sinful lives and bring us into eternal life, where we will spend eternity at the great marriage feast.